The competition has been in its current format for 36 years, started in 1982 by the Brilovich family, and we started 2011, that being our first year. So this one, 2018, is our eighth time doing it, and it has grown. Every year it has grown. It's quite amazing. I just stand in awe of the people that have been so loyal to it and stuck with us and helped us grow this competition, which is arguably the best or biggest stamp up fish surf casting competition in the world as we know. One of the reasons it's so successful, so to speak, is the fish. We catch plenty of fish, as you're evidencing here today. This is a massive day's fishing. It is amazing. These guys are catching fish and they love it. They absolutely love it. The other thing that makes this something special, besides the prize structure, is the camaraderie amongst these guys. They very often don't see each other from one year to the next, but it's like long lost families, long lost mates. It's absolutely great. And the prize structure helps. We've got, say, $72,500 in cash prizes for fish. But we also have around about $150,000 worth of spot prizes for people who don't necessarily catch a fish. You don't have to catch a fish to drive away in a $50,000 vehicle. It is a spot prize. We have an awesome team, probably 50 odd people that help us do this. They keep coming back year after year. There are volunteers, some of them are paid, but everybody keeps coming back. And I just take my hat off to them. You know, you can see around you here, the people down here working, they're just checking. We've got 6 to 8 people out front here weighing fish. They're still weighing, even though we've closed it off. We've got a queue out there. People over in the bar working hard just to keep this thing going. And it is absolutely amazing. We just love it to bits. It's great. Contribution to the local economy over this week with this many people here will be about 1.9 million and I wouldn't like to see the Far North without that, because we don't have enough events, and we need to have more of them, and big ones too, you know? The bigger the better. We have longevity with this in terms of 5 days fishing, so it means people are here for at least 8 days, and that's where the contribution to the local economy comes from, because they're buying their petrol, their accommodation, fuel, food, bars and pubs, gear, equipment, clothes, you name it, vehicle repairs, the odd vehicle even gets bought. So it's a huge contribution to the local economy. They come from all over the Pacific Rim, like Vanuatu. There's definitely a guy there from Vanuatu. Probably the furthest that I'm aware of this year would be the UK. Australia is a large portion of it, but the bulk of our competitors are from New Zealand. 65% of them come from further afield than the Far North. So it's not only about locals. Locals do win probably half of the competitions that we've had in the 8 years, but also in the 36 years that it's been going, locals have won about half of them. But you don't have to be from here to win it. Anybody, it's the big time fishermen don't really win it. It's just right place, right time, right bait. End of story.